You're still listening to Impact 103's Drive 3 to 6, and it's so good to be with you on this wonderful Tuesday afternoon. Right now, though, I feel like I'm about to get into a feast because, man, this is one of those people I always look forward to talking to, but someone somehow always just hogs her and just keeps her all to herself. And I'm always just like, hi, man, what's going on over here? Dr. Pearl Cooper is in studio with me. She's no stranger to Impact 103, and she's no stranger to the local body of Christ. And she's joining me in studio to talk about some great work that she's doing that we want to be able to celebrate this afternoon. You want to be able to look at and be able to bring attention to, because it's always so good to see what God is doing through other people that we can be able to take hands with them and be a part of what God is doing. But on that note, Dr. Pearl Cooper, it's good to have you.
Thank you, Khosi. And yes, we won't mention that person who's hogging me. No. I mean, her name is not Zinhle.
No.
We're not going to call names.
No, we won't. We're not those people at all. We're nowhere near being those people. But Dr. Pearl Cooper, yeah. I think one of my favorite things about talking to you about is just things that are close to your heart. More often than not, I speak to you and we speak about matters that so many of us could sometimes miss. But as we have conversations, I realize that these are matters close to your heart.
Absolutely.
And in this case, if I hear the title Baby Saver, I'm just like, oh man, I don't know what this is, but I'm certain it's close to your heart. Tell us a little bit more about Baby Saver South Africa.
Well, Baby Saver is South Africa, and I'm glad we threw in that word South Africa, because at the end of this, I'm making a call to action for South Africa. I think, Khosi, one of the mistakes we make is that we think that, you know, things like politics or whatever it is, we leave it to leaders. And as citizens, we have a role to play. And so this is what I want to make a call to South Africa. So Baby Savers, as the name suggests, is one of the baby rescue centers. We have a number of rescue centers that are around the nation. In fact, this weekend, I was preaching in Magaliesburg at Magaliesburg Rivers Church. And they also have a baby rescue center called Hopelands. Mm. So Baby Savers is one. Another one which a lot of people know about is Door of Hope.
Yeah.
And these are essentially baby rescue centers which started many, many years ago, really trying to help mothers who felt helpless, you know, had babies, but they weren't able to take care of those babies. So these are rescue centers which are anonymous. They provide anonymity. Because, you know, some mothers, there's shame. And normally you would find the front door has like kind of like a big post office kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so mothers can just anonymously put their babies through there. And what would happen is that once the baby goes through that slot, the bell rings to alert the people in that rescue center that a baby has been dropped. And they will go and pick up that baby anonymously and take care of that baby. Yeah. So, yeah.
You know, Dr. Pearl, I'm listening to you now. And there's some of us that's going, sure, I can almost imagine what would lead a parent to there. But there's some people going, what would lead a person to actually go and abandon their baby? What are some of the circumstances, you know, that are leading people to eventually make that decision? Which is a good decision to drop the baby off there.
Yeah.
But what would lead them to that point?
It's desperation, really. And in one word, it would be mostly desperation. Obviously, these are mothers who don't want to see the baby die.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they would have left them in circumstances where they would be dead. I was a prosecutor for many years, you know, about 40 years ago. That was my first job as an attorney, as a senior state counsel prosecutor. Oh. And I prosecuted women who committed infanticide. Infanticide is a legal term for murder of a baby. So these are women who do not fall in that range, who are desperate. Either they can't take care of the baby because of some financial circumstance. Some are women who've been raped and really just haven't been able to bond with that baby, but still they don't want the baby to die. So out of desperation, they do that. Others are drug addicted mothers, you know, so they're all different circumstances. But at the end of the day, what they have in common is the fact that they want the baby to live, but they just don't have the means, whether it's through drug addiction, whether it's through, you know, lack of resources, whatever, they don't have the means. So I don't think we should penalize people like that who are saying, I want the baby to live. Now, in 2023, the Department of Social Development now has banned these baby rescue centers. They issued a ban banning these rescue centers, and their logic, which is not logic to me, but their logic is to say that to abandon a baby is criminality. Sure. And so they are now alleging that baby rescue centers, in providing that safety for babies, are encouraging criminality. So, and our argument has always been to say, But it's not the rescue centers that are encouraging criminality. People were abandoning babies even before these rescue centers.
Absolutely.
So are you going to penalize people now because they want to rescue those babies? And the ones who are not brought to the baby rescue centers, Khosi, they are dumped in sewage, in pit latrines, in sewage, etc. That's criminality. That is criminality. When you dump a baby where there's no possibility of that baby being found and being taken care of, that is criminality. We shouldn't penalize and criminalize people who just don't have the means and want the baby to live. So that's what we're facing, and it's now in court. So I have a group of young lawyers, Christian women lawyers, called the Deborah's 972. So we started that group 5 years ago. And it's Christian women that I've mentored and trained to understand really justice from the eyes of God.
Yeah.
Because there's justice of man. And this is what Department of Social Development is trying to put in, the justice of man.
Yeah.
But then there's the justice of God. And God is justice. He doesn't just define justice. His name is El Mishpat.
Yeah.
You know, so these women are now in court dealing, you know, fighting this and trying to overturn the decision.
I can't imagine even getting to that decision of the department kind of saying, hey, this is actually something that's criminal. Because I've been in a situation where I've stood with someone, held a baby that right. was found, yes. abandoned to the side, yes. fortunately just found. And, yes. and my heart breaks for those situations. And if anything, my heart celebrates for the yeah. women who are able to drop off their babies in a space where they know they'll be cared for. There's an awareness that they have of saying, I need to safeguard this human being, and I know I can't.
Absolutely.
And I need to get them to someone who can.
Sure.
For many of us who are listening to this conversation, especially as believers, which we may hope for the best, or we may be hopeful that all things work together at all times, but we are in a fallen world.
Right.
Help us paint a picture of how real this reality is.
Yeah.
What are those numbers? What's the ratio, so to say, even if yeah. it's not exact, of
yeah.
how many babies actually are abandoned
yeah.
regularly?
We actually, like you said, it's not exact, and we don't know, because things like this, banning and criminalizing this, forces people to go underground.
Sure.
And so ultimately, we don't know the real numbers. But what is projected, you know, stats say that between 2010 and 2016, they are projecting that around 3,500 babies per year. But that we know that is way under the those are only the babies that were found.
Sure.
And so there's so many other babies that are not found. But you mentioned something really important, because you talked about the reality of it. And I want to share a story really that humanizes, gives a human face to that. In Botswana, when I was in Botswana many, many years ago, we faced the same situation where the Botswana government had criminalized rescuing of babies. And Namibia has now passed a new law, which is where we want South Africa to go to, called the Safe Haven Law. And what that means is that it allows centers like baby rescues to exist. America has it. Namibia has recently passed it. South Africa must be civilized enough to do that as well. But let me tell you a quick story about Botswana. I work with a wonderful ministry in Botswana, Northern Park, called Love Botswana Outreach Missions. I sit on their board, and they've been there for over 35 years. They were sent there by John Osteen, Joel Osteen's dad, Dr. Jana and Jerry Lackey. And many years, 21 years ago, a police officer, a Botswana police officer, heard a dog barking all night. This dog would not give up. And he went to, you know, investigate what's this dog barking. And right by the riverbanks, he found a dog standing over and guarding a little baby who had just been delivered, still
sure.
with the umbilical cord.
Sure.
He took that baby to the hospital in Maun Hospital, and the policeman's name was Rapula. And the nurses took him in, and they called her Mapula, you know. And my girlfriend, they had hospital ministry. Long story cut short, they went there. Their oldest son, Remick, looked at the baby, said, Mom, we can't just leave her here. They took the baby in to be fostered, and ultimately, eventually, a white American couple adopted this little black Motswana girl. Fast forward today, Mapula is 21 years old.
Sure.
Beautiful young girl. She's in the United States. She just graduated.
Wow.
You know, she's doing so well. And I'm telling the story because I did ask permission from her mother, and her mother said, Mapula said she's ready to tell her story, and she's doing a documentary and has written a book on her story. But I'm just saying, there are a lot of Mapulas out there.
Yeah.
Look at Mapula thriving, doing documentaries, touching lives all over the world, and we want to eliminate those Mapulas.
Yeah, and give Mapula, them a chance.
Yeah, exactly. Give them a chance. Mapula was given a chance. Mm. And today she's thriving. She's, you know, traveling the world. She's a dual citizen. And an American citizen as well, a little Motswana girl. And there's so many Mapulas out there that need rescuing. So I want to appeal to our people out there, to the citizens of South Africa. I want to appeal even to our government to say, what if you had been the baby? Mm-hmm. You leaders, government ladies, what if you were the one who was abandoned?
Yeah.
You know, it's easy to say, leave those babies, let them die.
When it's not so you. Distant from
when,
you.
When it's so distant far from, you. From you. What if it was you? What if somebody had let you die?
How do we help?
Well, we help, first of all, I'd like to ask everybody to buy the June Magazine of Joy.
Yeah.
Joy Magazine, because I wrote an article on it, and you'll get all the details there. There's the full story there. So please rush to, where is it?
It's everywhere. It's everywhere.
ShopRite. Is it ShopRite?
It's everywhere.
Yeah, Pick and Pay, Discam.
Yeah.
All those places. Yeah.
Yeah.
So buy the magazine. You'll get more details in that. And then... in that also, there's a petition. Mm. So I want to encourage you, please, to sign the petition. And not only sign the petition, but also send an email. Send an email to Department of Social Development. Mm. Let them know that we're aware of what they're doing and we don't approve as citizens of South Africa in a democratic nation. You know, as Christians, you know, majority Christians, more than 80%, as Christians who know that we have a constitutional right in section 15 to express our faith, which talks about saving life. Jesus came to give life, an abundant life. Let them know. Write to, this is the email I want to encourage you to send emails 100%. To. To info at babysaversSA. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Info at babysaversSA, all in small letters.
Got it.
And then you've got .co.za.
Got it.
Yeah. Info at babysavers. So there's two S's.
Yeah.
Yeah. babysaversSA.co.za. And write to the Department of Social Development to object to this, object to their stance against life, and petition that the baby rescue centers stay open. Yes. And there are also baby saver boxes. They're registered with the Department of Social Development there at the child and youth care centers. So please do that. Make as much noise as you can. Talk about it on your social media platforms, on Facebook. Let's let the government know that we are very displeased with this. Sign the petition. Let's do our bit to save these babies. You could have been one of those babies.
I think the story of Mapula will resonate with so many of us because we know how the story would have ended for Mapula. Absolutely. And now it looks absolutely full of hope, full of life, and reflecting just the possibility of God's grace in our own lives. You see it reflected in Mapula.
Right.
Dr. Pilkube, I think this is incredible. And for
pray.
Yes, absolutely.
Pray for us August 25th, back in court. So pray for us. Pray for my ladies, the Deborahs 972. They are amicus curiae, which means a friend of the court in this matter. Pray for Advocate Sam Martin.
Yeah.
She's one of the ladies there. Pray for attorney Helani. She's one of the attorneys there. And pray also for Advocate Reg Willis and for all the baby rescue centers, Door of Hope, Baby Savers, Hopelands. Pray for all of them.
100%. Dr. Pilkube joining us this afternoon. I am so glad I spoke to you about this afternoon. It's something close to my heart, and I think it should be close to all of ours. So thank you so much for
your
time.
Thanks, Pussy.
And for you who's listening right now and you're thinking, man, I want to be a part of this. How do I do it? Pop your message with the word baby on the WhatsApp line. I'll send you all those details as to who you should send an email to, what the email addresses, and all those details that we can make a difference for every single young person whose life absolutely matters.